You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is Wednesday, November the 6th, and what a night it was in the world of sports as we had college football, NBA, over 100 college basketball games to kick off the season, including the top four teams in Madison Square Garden, the Champions Classic, and it delivered, boy. It's welcome back to college basketball, as every shot matters, every last second matters, every cover matters, and we're finally starting to get a pretty good idea of what these programs, the Classics, the Blue Bloods, in all likelihood, they may have a loss next to their name after the next 48 hours, but yeah, that really doesn't mean anything at this particular time. No Zion, no Cam Reddish, no RJ Barrett. There's no real big name sticking out yet. Zion was just one of those freaks like Anthony Davis was years ago at Kentucky. There's nobody there yet, but I can promise you this, after watching a lot of those games last night, we're going to be talking about a couple of names a lot, Dane, over the next couple of weeks, much like, is RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish. Zion was the one that, you know, everyone was talking about between him and RJ Barrett. I mean, pretty much dominated conversations last week from day one, from game one. There are going to be some of those guys that take over the conversation, but not that Zion type, not that larger than life. And I think it's a good reminder, Dane, that athletes like guys like Zion, who hasn't even played an NBA, you know, an NBA game yet here in the season. But it's important to remember that, you know, sometimes we get spoiled. And I've already seen a lot of people going like, oh, yeah, you know, they're good. But, you know, it's not, you know, they're not Zion. Like, guys, that they don't, you just can't go out and get those guys there, Dane. Like, there will be guys that we're going to talk about when it's all said and done. I can promise you over the next month to 2 months, there are going to be guys that rise to the top. But I think this whole expectation of why in Zion? Like, we ain't got nothing. Like, oh, it sucks now. Yeah, guys, that doesn't come. Tiger Woods is Zion's, LeBron's, Kobe's, and they don't come around. But every, 5-6 years, if you're lucky, Dane,
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. I make it rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You know, there's a reason, Joe. We call them like generational talents because they happen once in a generation. You know, this. Yeah. Let's not start thinking, you know, it's like, funny because you're down in Miami, Joe, with global warming and all this stuff. We now hear it's like a generational hurricane happening like twice a year. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing can't happen to the idea of college basketball talent. You know, Zion is what Zion was, but we move on. There will be new names. For example, Joe, I submit Tyrese Maxey. If you want to know the truth, this freshman, you know, pulling up from deep, you know, but and the other thing you talk about the guys like Zion last year. I submit a different name to you. And that name is Ja Morant. Like this time last year, Joe, did we all know that Ja Morant was an absolutely electric point guard that fits the NBA as the number two overall pick? Not most people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be exciting over the next, what, 3 months, 4 months to start to learn these guys and start to learn these teams and understand who we want to throw some pesos on come March.
Yeah, don't forget, I mean, Zion was one of those kids that he was like a YouTube star before he even went to Duke.
Yeah.
Like, we had known him. Yeah, I mean, that kind of, it just doesn't, the expectation level that I'm hearing and that I'm seeing is like, you know, guys, that was, he was so unique from that standpoint. First of all, he's built like, you know, he's built like a building. A lot of these kids that we're seeing right now, like you mentioned Maxey and some of these other kids, I promise you in 3 years from now, you won't even recognize what these kids look like. Like, they're on, you know, we have to remember they're just 17, 18 years old. They're not even close to being what they're going to be. And yet they just happen to be generational talents. And I think we get so spoiled, especially in this day and age, because when Tiger was coming up or when LeBron was coming up, there wasn't social media. You know, those generational talents, you know, it wasn't like today where it's got to be instant gratification. Like, I want Zion. Like, I want, you know, I want to be, I want entire trucks of ESPN and Fox Sports to go to Jim Nate. Like, that, guys, it doesn't happen that way. Don't forget, we got so enamored and so spoiled last year. That guy will eventually be here, only it's going to take a few more years to figure out who it is, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, we call it generational talents because it happens once in a generation. You can't think that it's going to go every year like, oh, who's this year's Zion? Like, that's a false premise. You know what I mean? And if that's your expectation, you may wind up being disappointed. What I like seeing is give me the college game, right, Joe? We like these kids because maybe more fundamentals, maybe more purity and effort in the game than what we see. Maybe better defense. I know things I love about Cuse when we talk about my team, Syracuse, is like they still play the 2-3 zone in a different way. You know, so college basketball offers a lot to sink your teeth into. And Joe, to be quite honest, I want to know when people are going to do that. We have a poll question up as well, Joe. And the question is, when do you start really getting into college basketball? Is it like opening night last night? Is it maybe when you start getting into the conference games after these preseason tournaments? Is it after you're done with football? You know, whether it be college football, pro football, or do you kind of wait until February and March Madness? I'm interested to see what people say because that's when people are starting to learn these names, like you're mentioning, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes time. And also the interesting part is because we've been so football oriented, right? And the committee comes out, right, with their top list there. And we're in that mindset where every loss, like, oh my word, like a loss could be so detrimental. You know, in college, I can assure you, Bill Self in Kansas is not worried that they lost to Duke last night in game one. You know, basketball is college hoops is a different animal from, you're expected, if you're going to be one of the best teams in the country because of the way the tournament sets up, you know, you're expected to lose 3 or 4 or 5 games during the season. Like, you better, because that's, you can't be, you've got to have those losses in order to be able to be considered one of the best, because ultimately, even if you have 5 losses in your Kansas, doesn't make a damn bit of difference. You got to win in March. So it's a process trying to get from point A yesterday to when we get to March. Keeping in mind, their 18-year-olds never played together, Dane. It takes a little time in college hoops.
Yeah, Here's the difference, Joe. 66 teams get in here as opposed to four. So one loss doesn't exactly. matter as much. You yeah. think Michigan State and yep. Kentucky would schedule each other at the very first right. week if it was college football? I'm not
exactly.
so sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that seems to
Duke
be the biggest
Kansas
problem.
Like, nah, nah, nah.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
It's interesting, Dane. I know your Qs, your Orange men getting ready to open up their season tonight.
Yep.
And when I was studying up on the conferences yesterday, I came across a statistic about your Qs that is certainly worth remembering, which is going to make us all a ton of money this year, Dane. A ton of money.
Ooh,
because
that?
Your Syracuse Orange men do this better than anybody.
Oh,
keep in mind, and this is crazy. Keep in mind that when Syracuse plays conference games, all right, and obviously their conference is certainly in basketball, just kind of heads and tails above everyone else there. Syracuse during conference games since 2005, and that's Boeheim, and that is his that zone defense. The first half unders, 103-51, good for a 67.5%. 42 unit profits in conference games. In conference games, guys. Not non-conference when he plays a tournament. But when that season starts rolling with Syracuse, keep that in mind, that first half, under. Those unders, 103-51. And it usually because of that zone defense by Boeheim, you don't run into it every day. You don't often
right.
see it a lot. So he runs it better than anybody. And that is going to be a profitable trend we're going to be keeping an eye on as the season progresses here with your cues.
You could practice against it, but Boeheim recruits for it. You know, he recruits kids who are extremely long, okay? And it's the same kind of thing. Like, you could have a guy playing the role of Lamar Jackson on your practice squad, but it ain't, like, actually facing Lamar Jackson, you know? And I've said it to you last year. Also, in that carrier dome, Joe, and people, like, people who haven't played will think about what I'm about to say is crazy. But in the Carrier Dome, it is literally just so cavernous and big and it's that it throws off the depth perception of shooters. Okay, this is like tried and true. It really does. It's a completely different background. It's people that go into the dome are not used to it. It's a different perspective. So yet another reason that might play to an early under as shooters come in there and try to adjust. Just the fact that it's so cavernous throws off the depth perception for a lot of shooters.
Yeah, it's Q's, baby. Q's in those first half unders. You know, I love those first half unders. It'd be ready to rock and roll. But last night we did get the opening round of the top four teams in college football, guys. And sure enough, every year, this is the sixth year now. And without a doubt, without fail, the first 5 years, this day, the day after, the bitching and moaning just doesn't stop. And it's interesting because the bitching and moaning here, like the teams that should bitch and moan aren't, and the teams that really have nothing to bitch and moan are bitching and moan. Like, you know, LSU, people are pissed off they're not number one. It comes out Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Penn State. And then, of course, Clemson people are beside themselves right now because they're fifth. Georgia is sixth. Matter. And the ironic thing is every year, Dan, for the last 5 years, that this particular juncture, we have to remind people that none of this matters. Zero of it matters because there's 5 weeks left, and you've got just this weekend alone, Alabama playing LSU. Penn State is playing a undefeated Minnesota team in the Pac-10. Clemson, I hate to break the news to Clemson fans. If you win out and you are the ACC champion, there is nobody on God's green earth who thinks that you are not, as the defending champion, going to have an opportunity to defend that crown. Nobody is keeping you out if you win your game. So the idea, whatever it is right now, keep in mind that this time next week, Dane, we're going to be having a totally different conversation about who the best team and the top four teams in the country are.
No, absolutely. And I think that is a point that needs to be made. It's not about being in the top four now. It's about being in the top four, something like December, 7th, let's say, something like that, whenever they come out for the last time. And a lot of stuff happens now until then. These teams in the top, eight, I'll even go to the top, 10 or 11, they're going to play each other. Okay, so obviously, and you start with the LSU Alabama, somebody's getting the loss, right? You talk about Ohio State and Penn State, both in the top four. Well, they'll be on a collision course, to be quite honest. You know, and people don't realize, you talk about the way I would look at it, okay, if I was a fan of a team, is just like you said, Joe, if I win out, will I be in the top four? I think that's the way to look at it, okay? And to be quite frank, if you're Clemson and you win out, you will be in the top four. I got to tell you the truth, Joe. If you're Georgia at six and you win out, guess what that includes? That includes a win in the SAC championship game against either LSU or Alabama. You'll be there. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the truth,
that's
look at
correct.
Oregon and Utah at 7-8. I think if they win out, and that would then include a Pac-12 championship, that would include one of these Big Ten teams losing, that would include one or two of these SEC teams losing. I think if Oregon or Utah win out, they'll probably get there as well. Oklahoma may be the first team that has a gripe, because if they win out, they still may be left without a spot if other things play out, specifically in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at it, it's interesting how they, let's look at the conferences, for instance, because there are some telling signs. Right. And don't forget that the committee doesn't stay the same. They rotate people in and out. There's not always the same people in the room. So what happened last year is not going to be, it's got no bearing on what happens this year because the room changes over. But it's interesting what they did with the Pac-12. They've got Utah and Oregon, and this was always a big question of ours, is that, listen, does the Pac-12 even, does the Pac-12 champ, are they the ones looking out? How about the Big 12? Because Oklahoma's 9, right? And Oklahoma has a loss to Kansas State. Well, what if Baylor wins the Big 12? Baylor's undefeated, and look at them. They're not even, where are you, Baylor? Oh, yeah, you are 12. So, Baylor's undefeated. Oklahoma's not yet. Baylor is. Florida's got 2 losses. Auburn's got 2 losses, and they're ahead of Baylor. So it's interesting to see what the committee thinks of these conferences. Right now, it's a toss-up between Oregon and Utah, but even if whoever wins out of those two wins the Pac-12, are you going to really make a leap from 8 to the top 4?
I don't. Well, I think
you got
two
loss SEC teams in the top 10.
Yeah, but if the Pac-12 champ wins out, what will also happen is, you know, Penn State or Ohio State falls by the wayside. An SEC team will fall by the wayside. You know, you'd beat the other Pac-12 team. So yeah, I do think the way it looks like to me, Joe, is your Big Ten champ is in, your SEC champ is in. I think Clemson is in, right? And I think, yes, the Pac-12 champ would be in. I think the issue and what people need to watch, to be quite honest, I think the wild card is if Georgia wins the SEC championship. Mm-hmm. Because if Georgia wins the SEC championship over, say, an undefeated LSU or an undefeated Alabama, and one of those two teams that are really going to be like probably sitting pretty at two, if they lose the SEC championship title game, there's a chance they could still only fall to four. I think Georgia is the team that can upset the apple cart, making two SEC teams in the top four.
And that's going to be the biggest fear, isn't it? And Penn State, listen, Penn State will have an opportunity to prove its dominance. You'll have to do it. You will have an opportunity to do it. I think the Big 12 is probably going to be on the outside looking in, unless Kansas State, like Oklahoma and Baylor. You got to hope Kansas State gets really hot and runs the table here, because then all of a sudden losing to Kansas State, you know what? It ain't that damn bad. It ain't bad losing to Kansas State if they're a top 10 team, you know? But I don't.
Yeah, the other
this
way,
is all
though,
name
is if
recognition.
If the Pac-12 champ is not that impressive, then your Big 12 champ could hop them.
Yes. Yeah. To me, that's a bad spot Oklahoma's in. You're behind the Pac-12, both teams in the Pac-12, Oregon and Utah. Right. I mean, if both teams go into a Pac-12 championship game, how the hell is Oklahoma hopping them? Like, I don't know how Oklahoma hops them.
And that's the thing, Joe. There is still five power conferences and four spots, right?
Right.
So in essence, the way you look at it is which conference is behind the 8-ball, because their best team is ranked low. Right now, the Big 12 is the conference that might be without a chair when the music comes. At this point,
it's interesting too. We'll dive more into the rankings in the upcoming games. Should we go to 8 teams? We'll talk about it. It's coming.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
right, so it might be time for you to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account, because listeners of this show, you guys get a deposit bonus of up to $500. And here's how it works. You create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. You make a deposit. And then you place your first bet, and DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, keep in mind, the offer eligible to all users plus new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And also check out, when you get a chance, YouTube and Instagram, Sports Grid TV. Make sure you subscribe, follow us on there, never miss a show or a highlight. Always fun stuff there at Sports Grid TV on YouTube and Instagram. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And yes, the bitching and moaning has begun for the College Football Playoff Committee, their rankings yesterday, none of which will hold true anyway. This time next week, there will be a whole lot of differences in that list right now in the top 25, mostly because they all going to play each other at some point here over the next few weeks. But it does bring up, again, you know it, I know it, where some of these teams is like splitting hairs, and especially when you start getting to that team 5, 6, 7, and 8 thing. And there's no way around it. I don't think college football is ever going to be able to get around the argument or get around the controversy of why just 4 teams? Why not 8 teams? Why not give us the top 8? It would be fun. It would be great. It would certainly give us a whole lot of content. But my biggest fear with the 8-team process and thought process is, are we watering down the whole thing? Are we watering down the college football playoff by having, I don't know, a Baylor team play Ohio State? It's like, it's not even going to be close, guy. Like, we do realize that the difference between 6, 7, and 8 is a hell of a lot different than 1, 2, and 3. And it has been since the beginning of time. You know, the top 4 teams really are the cream of the crop. And even from that top 4, Dane, there's usually 2 that are just heads and tails above everybody else. It just seems like you're being nice to schools who really, you know, win your damn games. That's all. Like, win all your games, and then you have an argument to be in the top 4. Win your conference, and you're in. Are we rewarding teams for being the 7th best in the country? I'm not a big fan of that.
So we're going to see this one differently, Joe. And I think it's interesting because we started talking about college basketball today, right? And right. In college basketball, they let 64 in. Then they expanded to 66, 68. And there's still people that bitch, right, on Selection Sunday who are on the bubble, right? We hear about that for a damn 3 weeks to a month, who's on the bubble. And this is to be like the 68th or 69th best team to be a 12 seed that maybe has a shot against a good team, a 5 seed that's probably something like number 18 in the country. Right? So people are going to complain whether you draw the line at 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, or 68, or 2. People are going to complain. The thing that changes it for me is there are 5 power conferences, Joe. And so to have 4 spots, you just said, go win your conference, right? But there's going to be a big boy conference whose champion is left without a seat. And that happens all the time, that by just sheer math. And this year, maybe it's the Big 12 in Oklahoma. In years past, it's been the Pac-12. So that's the thing that, and if Notre Dame is good, that upsets the apple cart also. So to me, I would do 8, and I would do the 5 power conference champs, and then kind of like at-large bids, just like college football does. And if you want to know just like college basketball does. And if you want to know the truth, Joe, I even personally, and I know you're going to kill this, I go even further. I would go even to 16 to let even your conferences like the MAC champion have a spot. Yes, they would be ranked like 11th or 12th, and they would have to face like Clemson in the first round. And I understand what you're saying. There's a big difference. But if you look at the other side, Joe, isn't that the beauty of March Madness? the Cinderella, Central Florida, who's been griping for 2 years, right? They would have their chance, albeit they would probably wind up being like the 9 seed and have to wind up playing, you know, Ohio State right off the bat. They would at least get their chance. And when we have March Madness, Joe, isn't that like part of the joy of the tournament? The Cinderella upset? Or even in the second round, the 6 seed versus the 3 seed, the 1 versus 8? There's some good matchups in there. Now, I just, and you know about the schedule, well, D2 and D3 do it. You know, oh, well, the Peach Bowl, will never let that happen. You find out a way so that the quarterfinals, the semifinals, are the Peach Bowl, the Outback Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And you just organize the schedule. There's room in mid to late December for 2 to 3 weeks of playoffs, and they do it in D2, D3, so don't tell me about the kids taking finals. I do think there's a way to extrapolate it. You're right, it waters it down a little bit, but I think you make that back in the joy and investment in a bigger tournament like we see in March Madness.
See, the problem comparing college basketball is that you mentioned that there's 5 conferences, right, in football. There's 500 conferences in basketball with 9 million teams. So the sheer scale of what college basketball has versus football is night and day. And again, we always say the Cinderellas are great. Cinderellas never win. They're never winning because they're never the national champion. They're never going to make it. It's always the top 20 teams that are really in basketball, because there's a million teams and a million conferences. There's always going to be teams that left out. There is a difference between most deserving and best. Any which way you cut it, you might be the most deserving UCF school in the world. Doesn't mean it's the best 4 teams. So what are we ultimately getting to here, Dane? Are we looking for most deserving, or are we looking for the best? Because those two things aren't mutually exclusive. So, I get it, UCF. You are deserving of a shot of it. But that doesn't mean you're the best team. So what is it that you want as a fan? Do you want to see the 4 very best no matter what? Or are you looking for, well, it was nice. He played well. They didn't really play anybody, but they didn't lose. There's a big difference between deserving and best, isn't there?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. Let's use UCF, okay? And in college basketball, you're right. They haven't won it. But we have seen schools like Butler get to the championship game, VCU, George Mason, make long runs, okay? Now, maybe we'd be excited to see an SMU or a Memphis win a first-round game, right, against Oklahoma, but then lose in the second round against Ohio State. That would be incredible interest. It just would. And here's the thing with the Central Florida case, right? What I believe should be true for any college team: if you go undefeated and don't lose, you should be live. You should have a chance. Now, I'm not saying they get it, but they get an opportunity, Joe. Now, the Central Florida of 3 years ago or 2 years ago, maybe they would have gotten blown out by Alabama. And then guess what? They got to shut the hell up. But at least they had their chance. And that's the beauty of it. You're right. The top teams are probably the best and most deserving. But in a tournament format that gives everybody a chance, it's proven on the field, at least, Joe.
But you don't deserve the chance, is my point. Yes, you're in a lesser conference. You can go undefeated by scheduling nobodies.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem with that. What do you think the athletic directors are going to do? They're out of conference games. They are sure as hell ain't going to be against Alabama, LSU. We're not going to get any of that. And then that's the other byproduct, right? By making everybody available, you cheapen the 12 games during the season. And there's only 12. College basketball, you got 500 games, guys. You got tournaments, you got this, you got that. There's a lot of different ways in college basketball to be able to prove your value. There's not that many in college football. And to me, urgency matters. If I only have 11 games to prove myself, and, you know, by your theory, just because I win them all means I should be live. Okay. So suppose I put 10 cupcakes or I play in one of these worst divisions. That doesn't mean I should have a chance of playing for a national championship. There's no way I should be playing for a national championship simply because I scheduled cupcakes and, oh, yeah, I'm undefeated at the end of the year. That's not the best. That's, you want to say,
deserving?
But Joe,
in college football,
It can be manipulated.
Like Central Florida.
So what good does it have?
Or Memphis.
What good does it have having LSU play Oklahoma to open the season? Like, who in the hell is going to schedule that if all I have to do is win my games?
No, you're right. That would be the byproduct. But what you, I think you make it up in interest in the tournament. You're right. Like, that's the extreme. And that's why people say in college football, every week matters, right? Because of that one loss could eliminate you. Yes, that's the benefit of the extreme scenario and only a few teams in. We just said it at the top of the hour, right? Kentucky and Michigan State wouldn't schedule each other if that was the case, right? But college football right now is on one end of the continuum. It's so every game matters so much because of one and you're done, right? College basketball is probably the other end of the continuum, 68 teams or whatever. So you're right. Each individual game means less. It's true. It's the same as pro football versus pro baseball. Mm-hmm. There's less games. It matters more. Right. What I'm saying is I do believe you can split the difference. I do believe there is a way to still honor and keep the regular season important and have a tournament. What you're saying about a team like UCF or Memphis or SMU or Cincinnati, right? These teams, Joe, they still, 10 out of their 12 games are conference games. They can't schedule cupcakes all the time. It's their conference. It's one or two games. And that team would wind up being in my you know, format here, like the 10 seed and would have to play Oregon in the first round. That would be cool. And then if Oregon moves on, they got to play, you know, LSU. I think that would be incredibly profitable for this country and all the sponsors.
Nobody wants to see Ball State play Alabama. Zero people do. Not even people in Indiana want to see Ball State play Indiana, play Alabama. Absolutely not. Nobody wants to watch 78 to nothing. Nobody. Nobody wants to see it. It sounds good.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better help. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In here on Wednesday. It is November the 6th. Loaded again here today. 25 college basketball games. One more MAC action college football game. 9 NBA games. 2 NHL games. Needless to say, there is plenty going on. And we're not even at Thursday, the beginning of week 10 of the NFL season yet, which, well, that's coming up too, as the Chargers and the Raiders are getting ready to do battle. And that's going to be a lot of fun for the AFC West supremacy. But we did get, of course, some news and notes yesterday from around the NFL, making headlines here today, including the fact that, well, Minshew Mania is over. We got our answer from Doug Marrone that Nick Foles will, in fact, be back starting, coming up after their bye here. The game November 17th against Indianapolis in Indy will, in fact, be with Nick Foles under center. And Marrone said that, you know, for me, looking back at all the work we put in designing the offense with Foles in mind, I just got to go back to the experience and what he's able to do. Not to mention, of course, that you paid the dude $88 million with a franchise record $50 million plus in guaranteed cash. So, yeah, I think you're the big winner regardless, Jacksonville, because if Foles doesn't go down, you never really have any idea that you've got options there with this kid moving in the future. So there's good to it all. And I agree. Listen, Nick Foles, you can't pay a dude $50 million plus, hand him over to cash, and then be like, oops, sorry. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't that good, Gardner Minshew. They're 4-5, and I think it's good for Gardner Minshew to maybe take the helmet off here a little bit and hang out behind a real pro there like Nick Foles. I think he's better for it. I think the organization is better for it. And I think they'll be just fine. I think he'll be just fine. But Nick Foles is coming back, and he is ready to go after breaking that collarbone in, I can't believe it was week one. It seems like a million years ago. But I like to move. I think Gardner Minshew proved that he can play at this level. I think he will, over the next couple of years, make himself a lot of money being a quarterback. Somebody is going to pay him, Dane, to be their quarterback, whether it's Jacksonville or somebody else. It's a win-win, I think, for the organization. And it'll be good to get Nick Foles out there. And he's right. You spent all that time building an offense around Nick Foles. Let's go see what you got now.
Yeah, I agree. This is like, you know, this is only an issue if people try to, like, generate drama around this. This is exactly what is supposed to happen. Your starting quarterback went down, right? Your backup quarterback goes in and does exactly what you hope they would do. They hold the fort, right? He played pretty well. He played around. They got around 500 ball out of him. You have to be pleased with that, right? Now, Foles is ready. You spent the money on Foles. Remember the other thing, Joe, is that they went out and got John DeFilippo to be their offensive coordinator. Why? Because of his history and experience with Nick Foles. Like, this was all tailor-made to have Nick Foles be the quarterback. Nick Foles is back. It's all good. I think he gives the Jags a better chance to win. And to your point, this is fine for Minshew. To be quite honest, I think it's good for Minshew because as time went on, he was a little bit more and more exposed, right? So if you're Minshew's agent or Minshew's entourage, you're trying to keep that stock high. Right. And I think that the more and more exposure he got, it might have, you know, tarnished it a little bit. So this is perfect time. You have what you have out on tape. You will be, you know, whether it's as a trusted backup for Jacksonville or in the merry-go-round of teams that maybe want to give you a shot, Minshew over the last 10 months built himself an 8-year NFL career.
Let's take a look at the standings in that division there, because obviously taking on Indianapolis coming out of the bye week is huge. So, and they too are dealing with Jacoby Brissett having a knee problem, and it's week to week. So we don't know what his availability is going to be either, but it makes it a very interesting conference now because of his ability to hold the damn fort down and be fort. Like, he actually did more than enough in the way it's played out in order to give Nick Foles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Are they
Are they dead in the water? Do they still have a shot at making a run at the division title?
They got a chance. I wouldn't bet money on it. But listen, what do we say? The backup, if they can go 500, it's all good. Minshew went 4-4, I believe. They're now 4-5, Joe. You talk about Brissette, right. The injury. That could be harmful for Indy. People also don't realize, guys, they lost T.Y. Hilton also for multiple weeks.
Yep.
Okay? So that offense is compromised. You got Houston there sitting at 6-3. All right, Joe. So you're two games back. You're two games back with seven to play. Like, that's viable. They would have to get on a little bit of a run. And I think they've played Houston already once, and that was the weird two-point conversion game that they went for. I believe that was like a 13-12 game that they lost. So, you know, they're in it still, you know, but they would have to win some games, and they would have to beat Houston for sure if they play their second time around. But they're live. Absolutely. But Gardner Minshew did what Gardner Minshew was asked to do. He went 500. Kids wore his mustache for Halloween. It's all good. And he will now be a name kind of in the narrative when you think about backup quarterbacks. He made himself a living. He made himself a career. He's going to be like one of these Chase Daniel, Colt McCoy kind of guys, or in San Francisco, Nick Mullins, who people are always like, oh, maybe he could do the job. And so he's going to be sitting pretty, literally, for the next 8 to 10 years. He'll be okay.
Well, the door is open because they've already beat Jacksonville twice. They just beat him in London, but they beat Minshew twice.
They didn't,
you know, that's the whole thing, is they didn't have a chance to beat Foles, but you can't, nothing you can do about it now. However, the Texans' schedule is not an easy one coming up. They've got the Ravens after their bye. They've got the Colts coming up after that. They got the Patriots after that, followed by the Broncos and Titans, and of course the Buccaneers. So the Texans' schedule is far from easy. I don't know what Jacksonville's is lining up at, but
yeah,
the Texans, could they lose? So what's Jacksonville's schedule?
I mean, the good part is, you know, they got, they have Indy twice still, okay? They have
still
Indy twice,
oh,
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah, they haven't played Indy yet. They play Indy. They got the bye this week. This is Jacksonville. You know, okay, they have their bye. Mm-hmm. And then their next game right off the bat is at Indy. The game Foles is back for is at Indy. And
perfect.
Wouldn't it be great for Jacksonville, if Foles is back but Brissette is not? You know, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
That they could get a chance of getting a shot at Indy with Brian Hoyer. That's possible, right? And then right after that is Tennessee, Joe. You know, so they got chances in their division. And then, I mean, they've got Atlanta still on the schedule. That's not that bad. But then they have some other teams that are, you know, we think are quality. I mean, they've got the Chargers and the Raiders and the Bucks on on their teams, all which we see as, you know, around 500-ish decent team. So it's not like it's a cakewalk, but they've got their shot with two left against Indianapolis.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Texans, that's a tough gauntlet coming up here. Ravens, Colts, Patriots, the next 3 weeks when they come back from the bye. That's a pretty, all right, let's see what you got, Texans. I mean, we'll learn, I think we'll have a pretty good idea there, because I don't think they're going to run away with it. And I do think there might be some beating up. They do have to take on the Titans still. This is going to be an interesting fight. I don't think the bottom line is, listen, I feel more comfortable being a Jacksonville Jaguars fan knowing Nick Foles is coming back into the picture, I think. And let us not forget what he has done in the second half of his football career for teams that he has played for. This is usually when Nick Foles is at his best. But again, health, we'll see exactly how long it takes him to get back up to speed. But things are looking good for the Colts. Things not looking so good, or depending on how you look at it. Things are looking interesting, to say the least, here in the soap opera that is known as the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton's season is over, guys. Injured reserve, he is no longer going to be available. Apparently, he got a second opinion over the weekend, says that this is not getting any better. You're going to have to. The only thing that helps is rest. So he decides to go on IR. So now there is an awful lot here behind the scenes, Dan, that we probably don't know. It might just be as simple as that. Listen, it ain't getting better. He's got to take these Liz Frank injuries. They don't go away overnight. So why risk it with a dude who's 5-1 right now
Why rush him back when everything seems to be okay? Go get healthy and then come back next year with this injury. And we're not talking like a sprained thumb here. We're talking about a foot injury that ain't going to get no better. So that could be it. Or it could be that they basically explain to him he can't be around the team anymore with this kid being there, that they've decided to move on for him. So there is plenty of intrigue with this move. And the amazing part is we've heard nothing from Cam Newton. Zero.
That's right. So I think that's important, too, by the way, Joe. I think it's option B.
Yep.
I think it's option B, Joe. Option A, and here's my data point that I think renders option A impossible. 2 weeks ago, we were hearing that he was cleared for practice, Joe. Remember that? He was practicing.
Right.
In advance of the San Francisco game. All right. So you can't tell me that he's on the road to recovery and then all of a sudden, yeah, he needs another 6 week of rest. This is, to me, it's option B, Joe. It's kicking the can down the road and making it seem okay public relation wise for everybody. Cam Newton cannot be QB2 for that franchise in that building. It just cannot happen. Okay. It wouldn't be okay for Cam and his ego and his pride. It wouldn't be good for the kind of pressure on Kyle Allen. It wouldn't be good, okay? Something wrong would happen. So this is cover, in my opinion. They're using the injury because he was practicing 2 weeks ago. They're using this as like, oh, he's not good enough. This is kicking the can down the road. I think Cam is being a good soldier about this. That's why you don't hear anything from Cam. And I think we've talked about this, Joe, the new owner of the Panthers, he's ready, in my opinion, to turn the page. Gabe Morency thinks that Ron Rivera is on the hot seat, okay? This, I believe, gives them a ready-made opportunity to turn the page without drama. That's what this injury and this narrative can do. And I bet they're like, hey, Cam, if you shut up, be a good soldier, say the right things, in the offseason, we will do right by you and try to make sure if we have to move on, we'll do it in a way that's a safe place and a safe landing spot for you. I think that is why we haven't heard jack from Cam, because he knows, and he knows he just can't be QB2 in that building.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least. The guy that was so in front of the camera, fashionista, the whole nine, just goes off into the sunset without a peep, man. Nothing, you know, no that's conference. Right. Hey, guys, I really... You know, like, no word of encouragement. They'll be fine, whatever. You know, no, nothing. That just that Cam season is over. No need for you to have to come back here to the team. I think they have made the decision.
I wonder if he's going to be on the sideline. You think he'll be on the sidelines?
I doubt it.
Right. You won't travel with the team.
Because if you're on IR, you're probably... See you later.
Right. Yeah. This is just fade into oblivion, right, Cam? Like, we love you. We ain't going to talk bad about you on the way out. We honor what you're saying. We honor what you've done for this franchise. Thank you. But we're moving on. This is now Kyle Allen's era. And then in the offseason, we'll play nice and figure it out together.
And we'll have that conversation later. But in the meantime, it's simply for you. What's best for you is to heal up. That's what it's going to be from a public standpoint.
Even though you were practicing.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It getting ugly in Carolina behind the scenes. I can promise you that. Cam Newton, season
there
done.
There we go around. This is
Kyle Allen.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I cannot believe it. It is already. It's Wednesday. It's November. We're a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. Next thing we know, Christmas lights will be going up. And all hell will be breaking loose. Plus, we'll be talking about bowl games coming up soon, Dane, as well. It's going to get the one of the 900 different bowl games that we have. Yeah, it's going to get absolutely crazy. And also, it's interesting, too, there was a story out that it appears one professional athlete might have gotten themselves in a little trouble at a casino there, Dane. Might have gotten a little bit, I don't know, a little bit too much out of control is Patrick Kane, NHL's Patrick Kane. He apparently is getting sued by the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas because apparently he took out 8 separate credits that totaled $500,000 back in April. Markers, okay. Credits, yep. You name it. He kept going back and back. Yeah. Well, except he hasn't paid it. That's the problem.
Not good for it.
Yeah, no, that's, And I am fairly certain that, to your point, and I'm sorry, not Patrick and Evander Kane, rather, the San Jose Sharks Evander Kane.
Oh, yeah, let's get it right. Let's not slander the man.
Patrick's got his own problems up in Buffalo and other places there. Yes, he does. Evander Kane, rather, $500,000 in gambling markers, and I'm wondering, what is his salary a year? Evander Kane of the San Jose Sharks. I've got to believe.
Oh, we'll look that up.
Oh, I got $49 million he makes. $49 million.
Oh,
he's 28 years old. Yeah. Second year of a 7-year, $49 million deal that he just signed with the Sharks. And now he got slapped at the arena with the summons going.
That's what I'm saying. Are they, they play at the Golden Knights. Can't they just kind of arrest them or take
and
him in?
April would be. Was he, I'm trying to think, April, his season was probably, no, he had still, the Sharks playoff. Were in it up until the end, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were like in the Western Conference Finals, so they were in it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. $500,000, huh?
Next time they go play at Las Vegas, I bet there's going to be people like waiting out in Chicago. Like a big security.
Damn straight.
Pretty casino guy. You know?
The problem is they won't let you in any casino. They'll spread that word. You ain't getting into any casino, pal. Oh, that's... Pay your markers. Damn it.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.